I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, honoring a man who wanted to play golf so badly that when they wouldn't let him on the course, he built himself one. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Your customary assertion that the Super Bowl is good was wrong. It wasn't good unless you were rooting for Seattle to win in a romp, and even then it was kind of dull. Would you like to amend your mantra?
No, the event itself is good. The game very often isn't, and the game certainly wasn't unless you were a fan of defense and the Seattle Seahawks.
Many media outlets, among them the Fox Network, broadcasters of the Super Bowl, celebrated the Seahawks' victory as the city's first championship since the Supersonics won the NBA title in 1979, and everybody who said that stands corrected now, right?
I hope so, and I hope we don't make the mistake again. They've forgotten the two championships won by the Seattle Storm of the WNBA.
Right.
If you're saying it's the first championship since 1979, you're incorrect.
After the sky did not fall during the first cold-weather Super Bowl, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter said that he wants his city to host one. Who's next? Green Bay?
Green Bay would be great, by the way. If Green Bay were to get a Super Bowl, I would be out there all year just writing about the preparations. Yeah, Michael Nutter wants the Super Bowl. I don't think the NFL is going to roll the dice with this again, though.
In the Rich Get Richer department, the experts have decreed that Alabama got the better of all the other pro football programs overseen by the NCAA with regard to next year's players. Are the experts correct?
How do I know? I don't know. These are high school players from towns in Alabama I've barely heard
but
of.
There
I don't have the faintest.
But
I'm not one of them.
The rating people go to great lengths to say this is the best running back west of the Mississippi.
The walls in my house are not padded. I'm not one of these people.
It's only his first week as NBA commissioner, and Adam Silver is already reportedly looking to increase the league's minimum age to 20 and require that draftees be at least 2 years out of high school. If I were a betting man, and I'm not, of course, I would wager that Mr. Charles P. Pierce thinks that's a bad idea.
Well, we're going to change one and done for two and done or three and done or something. It's all artificial. The first kid who gets a chance to hire a decent lawyer is going to beat it. I don't understand why the NBA is falling all over itself to maintain college basketball.
Later this month, the Memphis Grizzlies will give away temporary tattoos to the first 5,000 fans who attend their game against the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't know why this is news. It certainly can't be the first time a team has given away fake tattoos.
No, they're neck tattoos. Oh. You get the word grizzly written across your neck, and maybe they give you some you know, mud flaps for your truck with naked women on them or something, too. It's redneck month at the Memphis Grizzlies house, ladies and gentlemen.
The Philadelphia Flyers are playing their best hockey of the season, so why is Flyers chairman Ed Snyder so upset?
He doesn't like the Olympics, Bill. The Olympics are a break in the schedule, and he doesn't want a break in the schedule. He just assumed the Flyers play every day until they start losing again.
Boston Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara, who carried the flag for Slovakia in the opening ceremonies, is all settled in his room at the Athletes' Village, and I hear he's not entirely comfortable.
Well, Zdeno Chara is 6'9". The beds in the Olympic Village are apparently 4'3". So we have a photo of his bed, which looks like a kind of combination between an ottoman and a chaise longue.
It looks to me like a piece of furniture from a dollhouse.
No, it doesn't. It looks to me like three pieces of furniture from a dollhouse.
I am not surprised that the authorities in Russia have been refuting complaints about hotels in Sochi, but I wonder if perhaps Dmitry Kozak, the prime minister responsible for Olympic preparations, would take back at least one of the things he said if he could.
This is great. We know that your complaints are false because we have surveillance cameras in your bathroom.
It's sabotage. It's provocateurs.
I want to know where the surveillance camera is in the bathroom, basically.
I don't want to know.
Okay, I do.
The U.S. athletes have been inconvenienced by transport problems, Charlie. What are they missing? Skates, ski poles, curling rocks?
They can't get their yogurt, Bill. The Russians, they're claiming we didn't fill out the proper paperwork for the yogurt. And Peter McGinnis,
the
marketing officer for Chobani, says that he wants yogurt to have diplomatic immunity. It is, in fact, a living thing.
Charlie, some pro athletes who retire walk away from their sports and they never look back. And I guess it's fair to say that two-time Stanley Cup winner Bill Guerin does not fall into that category.
We have a lot of folks up here, including our good friend the late Jack Fallow, who have built backyard hockey rinks
to
play all winter. Bill Guerin is living the dream. He just spent $500,000 to build one in his backyard. And the best thing about it, he has his own personal Zamboni.
Because what's the point of having
What's the point of having a $500,000 skating rink if you're not going to have your own Zamboni?
And finally, at a Wednesday night volunteer party for the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, tournament director Steve John started choking on a bit of cheese, and he was saved by a bystander who performed the Heimlich maneuver. And I assume that hero must have been Chuck Norris.
No, actually, you're wrong. It was the man who's everything Chuck Norris wants to be, and that's Clint Eastwood, who gave the man the Heimlich, probably with a .44 Magnum, the largest handgun in the world.
Good on Clint.
And you got to think, do you feel lucky, punk?
And he did.
He did.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.